Hello from North Shore Community School on North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 27, 2018. My name is Caden, and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Tuesday, the sky was covered in dark, thick clouds. We sure can feel the fall weather as we have to put on heavier jackets now. It is actually getting cold enough to sense the beginning of winter. The forecast calls for snow on Friday. Due to the cold snap, the maple leaves are now in full color at our school. On Thursday, Lizzie noticed her first red maple tree at her house. JT observed deer gathering in his backyard. They are busy trying to get put on extra weight for the winter before the grass dies away. Amelia saw a squirrel stashing acorns under her deck. Livia noticed a wolf on the side of the road, on the way to her grandma's. Maria saw a porcupine walking across the road. Amelia saw a dragonfly by her pond on the 18th. So many cluster flies are trying to get into the siding of our rural homes right now. The migrating warblers are visiting rooftops and windows to pick them off. Leanne spotted a yellow rumpled warbler tapping on our classroom window for this reason on Wednesday, the 26th. Many students are continuing to see flocks of geese flying over our school, migrating south for the winter. I saw a V formation of geese switch into a line formation. Bluebirds were seen sitting on power lines on Thursday, the 27th. Juncos, with their white outer tail feathers, can be seen moving through starting on the 22nd. On Sunday, Davin thinks he saw the last of the hummingbirds on the 24th. Please notice our small migrating bird friends and drive with care as they migrate over 1,000 miles to their winter home. They have a long way to go, and it helps to give them a break along the road. Many road-killed birds and mammals are being seen this week. This includes skunks, porcupines, and raccoons. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.